The National Development and Reform Commission, China's top economic planner, has decided to lower bank card charges for businesses nationwide. The adjustment is expected to reach a wide range of sectors, such as catering, hotels, retail, wholesale, and even public schools. The NDRC say the adjustment will save some 4 billion yuan for businesses per year, or on average a cut of 20% on the charges on businesses. Sectors such as restaurants and hotels will see as much as a 37% reduction per transaction. Card transactions that take place at public hospitals and public schools will be exempt from the charges. Property and car sales are almost certainly charged with the maximum fees each transaction. The difference suggests that property and car sellers will not benefit from the adjustment, but rather see an increase on their costs. Currently, consumers pay the same amount of money using cash or opting for bank cards. Well, for more on this, we're joined by Mark Hughes, who's executive business editor at China Daily. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning there. Now, Mark, if I can ask you, does this cut bring any immediate benefits to the average customers, and would it really translate into boosting consumption, since it's hardly going to alleviate such a burden on these burdens on business, is it?
Well, I don't think we'll see much change in the short term, but we will over a longer period of time. It means those services that experience a rate cut will be able to lower prices and therefore attract more custom. It increases overall liquidity. There's been a dramatic rise in the use of bank cards, partly because it's more convenient all around, but also because the highest denomination of the yuan is only 100 yuan, which means that in order to buy more expensive goods, as is the trend in China these days, people are having to carry either huge wads of notes or a slim card. It ties in with the overall government desire to boost domestic consumption as the global economy remains in the doldrums.
That's absolutely right, though, as you're saying. You either carry a lot of cash around or just one card, yes. But somebody, of course, has to pay for this. I mean, currently the big proportion of these fees go to banks, the banks that issued them. The minor goes to perhaps online payment services. Now, will this reduction, will these fees cut substantially into the profits of the banks, do you think?
Well, what it will do is encourage them to seek alternative forms of income and therefore to diversify the offerings they make to customers to recoup the reduced income from card transactions. It will also make buying cars and homes for speculative purposes potentially more expensive, both of which are government targets. There is a more of a side benefit as well, but nonetheless a real benefit. Inflation is insidious and it will help cut that. No government wants to see its economy run away with high inflation.
Yes, that's right. I mean, what you were saying before as well about the cash situation here, it is very, I've noted the amount of cash that you carry around in China at times can be quite, compared to other countries that I've been to and lived in, it's quite a lot. Definitely, I would say.
Indeed, it is. But, you know, for example, the other day in the shops, I witnessed a family buying a pile of groceries, and their child, who must have only been about 8 years old, actually signed the form for paying by card. So it's becoming very much a trend, yeah. And people are getting fed up as inflation bites into the economy with these huge chunks of money that people are carrying around. We are moving inexorably to a cashless society, and this is making it more equitable by reducing the costs.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much there, Mark Hughes, executive business editor of China Daily.